in Noach, you have the Mabul, and after the Mabul, the Teva landed, Noach came out and he brought a carbon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, then he said, "Kol yemei haaretz zera v'katzer, karev v'chayim v'kayitz v'chayim v'yayim v'layla ishpoisu," and you have the bracha, and they have a krisis bris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was krisis bris with Noach, that he would not destroy it again, and so on. So, l'maisa, we have a mahalach over here, where there was a complete destruction of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be kairos abris, that there would never be destruction again. So Baal Korchach, the pshat is, there was a new seder in the Bria. It's not just the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, okay, this one time we destroyed the world, next time it's not going to happen. Because that doesn't make any sense. I mean, they did Averis, and the chet was Mechayev Kaloya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes with Erech HaMishpat. It's not the Pshariyat Harata. In the Mahalchi Mishpat, there's no mocking for this Harata. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu recast the world in a way that even with this Kilkel, there would not be a problem. In other words, something changed. All sorts of changes. Chazal say people were younger, died younger, they lived less, and so on. So there was certain tikkunim in the Bria which allowed the kiyum of the world, even after there would be all sorts of bad things, something changed. And we have to try to put a finger on that change. I mean, you see, Lamashal, people are not called Bnei Adam, they're called Bnei Noach. I mean, Goyim are called Bnei Noach, meaning there's a change in the world where Noach is a certain shinui in the Bria, and there's a new mahalach that is built on Noach, and we have to understand what that mahalach is. Chazal say a reason why there was what was the problem with the Mabul, and again, we're not talking about what they did wrong, but what was the background that allowed the world to slip into such hate? So Chazal seem to say Oid kol yemei haaretz zera v'katzer karev v'chayim. So Chazal say that it's a limited tkufa that the world will be like that. It's only a temporary tikkun. There's going to come a day when the yom ha'layla is going to be one, and there's no difference between yom ha'layla. In other words, this whole pasuk of Oy Kol Meretz Zerah because of Kar V'Chaim is going to last only for a short for a tkufa of 6,000 years. That seems to indicate that L'chura, the Pashat Rav Nepasik is, it just means the world won't be destroyed. It obviously seems to indicate that there is some sort of shinui. There's some sort of shinui that happened to Bria that will no longer be relevant at the end of 6,000 years. So Chazal already indicate to us that it's not just Avtocha, there won't be destruction, but it's actually a change in the Bria which is necessary for a long tkufa, and then we won't need it anymore. But then they say, Amar Yitzchak, Mi Goram Lem Sheyimru Debi. Who was Goyrim that Dora HaMabul should do Averis? Loyal Shein Zorim V'Loy Kaitzrin. The fact that they seeded the ground and did not need to cut it frequently. The Amar Yitzchak, Achaz HaBam Shana Yizorim, they would seed the ground once in 40 years, and they would be able to cut immediately everything that grew. The air was very good. The weather was always a very, very pleasant weather, like from Pesach till Shavuos, it says, and so on. So the Pashta Pshat in this Chazal is that it was a b'china of Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat, that they had things very, very good, and now things would be more difficult. So the sense of Chazal, the Pashto Pshat Chazal is that the difficulties, the tzar, the tzars we have, that would keep us in line. A getter like Vayishma Yishrim Vayivat and Visa Kashisa, that it's a kind of breaking down of the good conditions in order that we have some tzar and so on. But there's a deeper nekuda here in Chazal that I'd like to point out. There's a pasuk at the end of Kehelas, towards the end of Kehelas. The pasuk, Kehelas goes through all the ifanim of a person's life, what is good, what isn't good. There's a strange pasuk here. If he goes through saying that it's important, you know, he goes through being mahavel everything, saying everything is havela volim. So he says, "Smach bocha bialdusecha, ve'yitivcha libcha mevuchasecha." A person should be happy in his tkuf of yaldus, valech bedarke libach ubemare necha, vedarke kol ele v'yachal kimimishpat. So the pasuk is very, very jarring. The pasuk says, "Do as you please when you're young, and remember that you'll be all brought al mishpat." When you're old, and then the whole parak continues about Yom HaMisa. So the Rashi says that it means all negative. In other words, don't think that if you live it up when you're young, you're not going to get an einish. Be well aware that you're all going to be punished for it. So Lechura, the pasuk is just telling you, don't do it. The other pshatim in this pasuk, what is Shlomo HaMelech trying to say? And that's what we'd like to try to understand. The bottom line of Kohelas, after his mahavel everything, he says smach pachvel secha, and then he says uschoyer that Elokim will bring you mishpat and everything. So I want to say over on the Kuda that the Ishbitz of Yaakov speaks barichos kedarkoi with a lot of oimik. I want to try to bring it out, the lashonis and the nekudas that in the tzura that's relevant to us. He says that the tikkun lies in the fact that the pasuk uses vavs. Oyd kol yemei ha'aretz, zera v'kotze v'kor v'choyim v'kayetz v'chore v'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. That there's a the fact that the pasuk uses vavs for every single one. That's where the tikkun lies. Normally in lashon kodesh, you skip. In other words, the way the pasuk would have been written would be zera v'kotzer, kor v'choim, kayetz v'choyrif, yom v'layla. Having all vavs is a very unusual form, and that's where the tikkun lies on the chet of the doyer of the dor ha'mavo. So a thing that needs a havon and asbara. He brings a zera kodesh. There's an extraordinary zera kodesh. Zera kodesh says, why was the Luchas Rishonis Nechrav and the Luchas Shnias remained? Because there were no Vavs in the Luchas Rishonis and there were Vavs in Luchas Shnias. In other words, all the last ones, Leisertzach, Leisinaf, Leisignoif, so in Luchas Shnias it's with Vavs, and Luchas Rishonis were out Vavs, and that's why the Luchas Rishonis were destroyed and the Luchas Shnias were not destroyed. So, building it on the same nekuda that the vavs are a kiyum, here the vavs are also a kiyum. We'll try to explain it in an oifin that is meaningful to us. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu built hundreds of worlds before he built our world. It says, Akadosh Baruch Hu built many worlds and destroyed them. Until he brought this world, and he said, "Deina hanili, this world is good for me." So the Sura Makdoshim Amayir Chalat, this is one of the big topics in Chochmas Apnim. The Nekuda, what changed in this world that allowed this world to survive and to exist when other worlds didn't? And if you think about it, the Dor HaMavol is a mini Bnei Olam Hazeh Machrivan. It's in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the entire civilization that he built, the entire world that he built, except that there's something left over. But the process of destroying worlds and building them, Dor HaMavol, is our tfisa. It's our experience of such a type of situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, brought it to utter destruction, and then rebuilt it again. So we do have some sense of it. It's not just a past record that we have no collection of it. The Mabul is such a mitzias. So the Sfarim elaborate that I'll use the Lashonis and the understandings that we're comfortable with. The Maral says in a lot of places that any Mida in its own right becomes destructive. There's no Derech and there's no Mahalach, as good as it can be, that will not be destructive. It's chesed, if you keep giving people and expect nothing in return, so the goodness starts becoming destructive. People become lazy, people become unaccountable, people don't value it, and it becomes a churban. If you build a world that's all tough and strict and midas adin only, there's not shayach that people can survive. Everybody makes a mistake, everybody trips up somewhere, and so on. Every single midah is not a good midah. And the Maral says it, it's not because we haven't found a midah, just by the very description of something as a midah. The lashon that the Maral uses, katzer. In other words, everything that goes off towards an edge, it has some place where it falls off. There is no mahalach in the world that is good, that does not lead you to death and destruction. That is, the Rambam says it in his way. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when he speaks about midas tovus, the Rambam says that every midah has extremes. The extremes are not good. The only midah that is good is the Derech Hashem, which is the Shvil Emtza Beinani. That is the Rambam's Mahalach over there. What it means is like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but the fact that he created Nivroyim means that it was split amongst many different Mahalchim. Just like the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world is split between Shishim and Ribui of Chal Yisrael, just like the tuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is split amongst the many Nivroim in the world, every single thing in the world is a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toif. And by definition, a chelek is not good kishlatzmai. If a person needs a liter of water to survive in a day, any part of a liter of a water will not allow him to survive. By definition, you're breaking it into different things. If any time you take a davar shalom and split it into different things, each and every element is not good. So we're stuck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, is kulei toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with Nivroim. The chiluki Nivroim, the fact that there are different elements in the Bria, automatically tells me that each one is only part of the good, and by definition, in its own right, is bad. A part of the good is completely bad by itself. So where's the tikkun? Let's explain it a little more. Explain it, I guess, more sharply, this inyan. Let's say you tell a person like this. The first 20 years of your life, you're to do only studying. The second 20 years of your life, you're to do only be mesasik, only in earning a living and making money to exclude everything else. The next 20 years, only raise a family to exclusion of everything else, and so on. So what I'm doing is, at the end of it all, I will have done all things. I'll have learned, I'll have done my ishtadlus and parnasa, I'll have a family. But if I spend so much time on each inyan and in each nekuda, it will become charev. To spend all your time doing one thing for a long period of time is going to lead you off. It's not possible for us to keep it all in track. It's like tell a person learn 100 plat and then chaza. It's not shaykh. I'll have forgotten it. I need to break it up into pieces and with each piece go over it again and again. All the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I focus on any one for too long of a time, then I fall into the trap of destructiveness. So the Sfarim, the way the Sfarim describe it is, those worlds did not exist because each and every facet of it was very strong, very powerful, and b'meila, it exploded. Each one it pulled in its own direction. Each mitzias was very much its own mitzias, and each midah, the midas of chesed and the bria, were very powerful, and they tugged very one way. The midas of din were very powerful, and so on. That was the basic problem, so to speak, within that type of bria. What happened afterwards is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coupled it much more strongly. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu joined it so that it's interwoven a lot better, and therefore it has a kiyum. The dependency of different midas on each other were a lot. For instance, if you take a big community where you need other people only occasionally, there's less of a chibur. In a small group where you always need everybody else, there's always a give and take between each and every person. This midah is, in a sense, is called the midah of shalom, but it's very different than the way we normally understand it. Normally we understand the mile of shalom as, listen, if you keep fighting with him and he keeps fighting with the other person, so you're going to kill each other. Why don't you just make peace and live nice to each other and everybody will be happy? In other words, shalom, the way we normally understand it, is each and every part is happy with itself, self-sufficient, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, cast them together. Moshe Ma'adava Doimer. You're sitting in a terminal, and there are flights delayed, and there are thousands of people there, and everybody's getting on each other's nerves. So somebody gets up and says, listen, everybody, say, we have a choice. We can get on each other's nerves, or we can relax and kind of give everybody his space so we don't get on each other's nerves. That's the way we understand shalom. No. It's in this Havana, in this tefisa, it's a much deeper tefisa in Havana. The each and every part, Lamashal, as ish and isha, a zachan and a keva. So it's not just, you don't say, well, it's exeris hakosev that I have to be married, and we're stuck with each other, and we have to learn how to get along so that we don't destroy each other. The understanding is that a zachar is destructive, and the cave is destructive. In other words, in the levadoi of zachar, because zachar is only a chelik of the tzelem elokim, it's destructive, and in the nekevish of a nekeva, in as much as it's on the kuda, it's also a katzeh, it's also destructive. The only way zachar has a kiyum is because of its zivug with nekeva. The only way that nekeva has a kiyum is because of zivug with zachar. Everything in the bria that can describe itself as a chelik is a ticking time bomb until it doesn't get the other chelik of it, which is the whatever is mashlim it. So the midah of shalom is not there just to kind of separate the friction of the two different opposing sides. The midah of shalom is the hashlama of each and every chelik. Each chelik is solomashal in the Rambam's Mishalom. In the apathy of a person who doesn't care about anything is destructive. A person who's apathetic is inhuman. A person who is passionately angry, and by nature he's volatile, is destructive. The volatile person needs a barrier. He needs a midah of defining what he should get upset about, what not, where apathy is the right response, where not. And the person apathetic needs an injection of passion. Each and every chilek mitzad atzmoy is charev unless it has the feed from the other mida. So the most basic pattern of churban and the bria starts with each and every nekuda and the bria acting by itself. It's not music by something that is mashed on what it's lacking, and the tikkun for the bria is when it's together. So let's go to by over here. The Chazal described that the tkufas beforehand, we said life was very, very good, and we said that the problem was the vayishman yeshur and vayivat, that they got very fat, very satiated, and couldn't care about anything else. It could be there's a deeper nekuda to it. The it could be that the pshat is within the zriya was too far from the ktsira, and the ktsira was too far from the zriya. There was no, when a person lamashal, when a person invests and he expects to take out the earning within a year, he's very cautious about his investments. If he invests for 100 years from now, we don't see the tachas anymore. We don't couple our what we expect from it to what we're investing and put them together, because we don't have the chibah of the two together. In all ifanim of the chayref, and if we don't sense this winter coming when it's summer, we don't have the midah of it says ben maskil oyga bekai, it's ben maskil, that if you save, you know, the Mishnah says if you save up tvua in the summer, you're a wise man. The person, because the midas are so separate, because the climates and the tkufis were so separate, one was not able to mashpi on the other. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, from now on, there's going to be a continuum. The vavs, what the Beis Yaakov means is that the vavs will link them all together. That it's not going, we will be able already to see in the chayyav will sense the kayitz, in the zera will sense the katzir, in the yom will sense the laila, and vice versa. Each and every midah will be able to yonek from another midah, so that I'm already aware of what's happening later. That, in a sense, is be'emes the layout of Koheles. Koheles was mechadesh that there's itim. There's this elehoi, there's lisnoi, there's the it of lintoya, lakar natura, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything be'itoi, and it's nice be'itoi. Everything has a zman, and everything has its place in zman de bria. Anyone, and Shlomo HaMelech went through each and every his askus in the bria, and each and every his askus ended up with havela volum. There's nothing there. It's very interesting. There's a Namuki Yosef. The Gemara says in Babasa that when you sell somebody a grave, there was also a place where they made ma'amodos. They would Rashbam explains they would stop seven times, put down the aron. Kineged the seven havel havolim that Shlomo HaMelech said. To tell a person that it's havel havolim, life is futile, and so on and so forth. The Nemuk Yosef says that he thinks it's not that; it's keneged the seven hefsekos in the bria, which is zera and kotzer and choref and kayetz and yom olayla and so on. Keneged those seven, and he says yom olayla is like one, and therefore it's seven. That's what you have. In other words, and he calls them the seven hefsekin in the bria. In other words, the seven delineated different kufis. But actually, so Koheles says, looking at any one of them, then the answer to that is that it's not good. No, so what is good? I mean, everything is bad. Everything that he tried didn't work out. So what is good? The smach bocha bialdosecha uschoir means to be memazik de midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a midah of simcha. But a person has to understand, he has to keep a shminish abishminis of the midah of Yisko Yema Misa even when he's besimcha. It's very interesting. Rashi says by Vayetza Valiba, Rashi says mashal to a melech that made a party for a son that was born, and they asked him, what are you so happy? Don't you know he's going to die someday? And all the tzar and so on. And he said in the idna of simcha, simcha, the idna of tzar, tzar. There's different times. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the Bria, because Kaviyochel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all one, with the totality of separating the different inyanim. So there's a total mida of simcha, b'shas simcha, and there's no shlita of atzvos b'shas simcha, and there's no shlita of simcha b'shas atzvos. That's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel. By us, the smach, Neurim is a time of simcha, but we can't not be memazik it with the sense of kial kol eila v'echa lekim mishpat. Without the tefisa of mishpat on the simcha, our simcha flies off. The zeicha lechurban, the starts when the breaking glass is when he saw that there were bay lula and it was got too out of hand and he broke a glass and it was yaski yemamisa. The haskara of yemamisa is because for us we have to be memazik the 2 meters. We can't be misnayig the extreme of b'makom simcha simcha and b'makom avelos avelos. We have to be mazik it because that's the only key for us for both of those meters. Or else the simcha becomes hoilus and the tsar becomes dikom. That is that's what he means over there in Koheles. The midah of that midah, it's very interesting. It says in one place it says chsi masiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and another place it says Hashemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Shalom is Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes is not Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it? It means which one? Emes is chsi masiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet Shalom has a din of Hashemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some degree. So the answer is, one is bepnimius, one is bechitzainius. In other words, the Rambam calls the midah, the derech Hashem, is midas emes. In other words, that's the perfect balance, the way it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as such is titled emes, and that's the chasim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For us, we don't have the perspective of pure emes. We don't have the exact tfisa where we're typhus everything together. For us, that midah is called shalom because it allows each one to be yearning from the other one. And once each one is yearning from the other one, each element has a key mitzaratzmai. Let's give a mashal ma'adavadim and then we'll see it in Chazal. When you build a building, a lot of times, like a sukkah, a lot of times the walls are not built to support themselves piece by piece. You need people to keep holding it up. But once all the walls click into place, it stands. Because the doifin on the Mizrach is holding the doifin on Tzofin in check. That's holding the doifin in Meirv in check. That's holding the doifin in Dorim in check, and back again. In other words, each and every one acts as a counterbalance to the other one. So if you put up one wall, it wants to fall this way, that way. You have the walls that hold that up. Those walls, if they were unsupported, would fall this way and the other way, and the first two walls hold them up, and so on. That is the midah. It says by Yaakov Avinu. It says in the Mishkan, they when they built the krashim, so they had when they built the walls, they had outside rings with brichim. That's a very normal, that's support. And then they had what was called the briach hatichon, which was a nace. They had a hole through the middle of the wood, going through all three walls, and then you stuck in the wooden rod, and it would snake through all three walls, which is a nace because it needed to be flexible. That briach hatichon was called the mid of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, the ability to, it's what joined the midas together. The kelim beis hamikdash were miksha achas. They were one chunk. They didn't fall apart. The krushim were krushim, and each and every keresh stood on its own adonim. But that's it. It was flimsy. When you put a briach hatichon and you joined each keresh to the other keresh, that's when you had the chibur where each keresh would hold the other keresh in place. And that's a nace. That's the midah of Yaakov, who's connected to midah emes, and it's connected that midah. The ois vav is the ois hachibur. When you mechaber the things, it's not only the general achdus. It's like we spoke before, when two people are holding hands, each one is supporting the other one. So if one has a weakness to fall right side, one has a weakness to fall left side, each one counterbalances the other one. In the chibur of the vavs, you get the ability to the ability to hold each one up because it's yonik from the other one. That was the mid of Briach HaTichon, which is Yaakov is called the Briach HaTichon. He's like the apex of the others, the Avraham on one side, the other side, Yaakov in the middle. That was his mid. Al Kaparim, Nafsin Yenenu. The understanding for us, let's take it to an Indian, to a world. The Koyach of Neurim, the Koyach of somebody young, lies in an extraordinary extremeness. His metzias is to focus on one thing almost to the exclusion of everything else. That's the kerech sanefesh, and that's why a person can make phenomenal strides. So the person is davik in a midah of learning, so the hasmada excludes everything else in the world. The person is davik in a midah of tzitkis, excludes everything else. Person is davik in shtusim, it excludes everything else. That's the koiches hanefesh of neurim, is that a person is able to produce tremendous results because all of the koiches hanefesh focus on one particular area. That's the person has to understand. That's why it's called binyan neurim, neurim stira. And stira sekenim is binyan. When a person overbuilds, if a person builds one wall extremely, extremely big and strong, and it weighs over the other walls, it will schlep everything. It'll knock everything over. It'll drag everything over because it's unbalanced. The nekuda of bagrus, the nekuda of sken zikna, is the balance. In other words, in the binyan itself, where the nar adds, he's called a moisev gareya, a person who keeps adding in a midah without balancing it with another midah, is going to every midah when it comes to its ends is going to destroy itself. A person who's completely involved with other people, and begins to his midas achesed becomes, he just overwhelms. He's got no self. He has no introspection, no self-growth, no pnimius, nothing. A person who completely goes into the direction of introversion, dries up, cuts himself off from the world, and dries out. He becomes completely levadim, becomes completely leitoiv. There is not a single midah in the world that is toiv in its extreme, by definition. The only way in which we can cope, and every person does have stronger midas and weaker midas, is by the process of coupling the midas. there's a certain impatience when a person is young that he doesn't like to be shackled. Doesn't like, there always butts, the hesitation. The person is Mil Hashem Elai, full steam ahead. And if it's not full steam ahead, he's not going anywhere. The understanding is, and every, you know, that's the tkufas enorm. That's what a person uses, and that's where a person can grow tremendously. But a person has to at least understand the right picture. There is not there the midah in a person that is not a churm at the end. And a person has to learn to couple his midas, to attach the for every midah, for every chorev, there's a kayetz, for every zriya, there's a ktsira, for every ktsira, there's a zriya, for every yom, there's laila, and vice versa. A person has to learn to join the midas and always hesitate. It's a process of maturation, and it also doesn't happen one night. But the key of our world is that when you're harvesting, you already see the need for the Zriya. When you be Zriya, you already see the Ktsira head. When it's Yoim, you see the Laila's coming. When the Laila's here, Yoim that's coming. It tempers whatever it is. Bishas, Tsar, and Tsara, a person knows that there's good in the world outside. And Bishas, good, the person knows there's suffering, and it tempers it. He doesn't allow himself ever to be caught up in any one tzad because there's another tzad in the other way. Even in Torah, even in Luchas HaBris, Chazal taught us, the Zohar says, if a person, the Luchas HaRishonis were Chorev, Luchas HaRishonis belong to those type of worlds that have no kiyum because each and every mitzvah stood on its own. So a person gets involved, a person's pneumius is leisinaf. He can draw away from people and become very sharp, so he could be rotzeach, and vice versa. It's only when the mitzvahs all come with a vav. When a person is able to put each and every piece coupled with other things. In the beginning, it's frustrating because a person is eager to push very strongly ahead. People will always come with these grandiose plans to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas. Very few people have patience to see things through the end. The person doesn't couple other things with whatever's happening here. The point. The most destructive point in the Bria, from its very sheirish, is this point of being tayfus a certain nekuda and staying with that nekuda and not allowing it to be tempered by anything else. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu readjusted the Bria to a Bria that's endurable, to a Bria that is lasting, then what he did was, he connected, he linked all of the krushim standing, he linked with one briach. So when the kerish in Tzofen wants to fall, the kerish in Meiriv and in Mizrach hold it up. When the kerish in here it's falling, the other ones hold it up. Each and every one is held up by the other ones. So when a person wants to cut himself off from people and be completely involved in his own world, the midah of chesed natova pulls him away. When a person wants to be completely involved in the other in the world and not and no pnimius, no teichen, the other midas pull him back. That is the way the kiyum is. Lasid Lavo, it says, that's what Chazal say. Lasid Yava, it says there's going to become a time when it's lo yoyim v'lo laila. In the Emes Sheba Emes, in the Lasid Lavo, there is a metzias. It says by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oysa Shalom Bim Roimov, that Malach of Gavriel and Malach of Michoel, don't, even though one is Eish and one is Mayim, they don't cancel each other out. That's because from only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection, then the midas are perfectly balanced and there's never an issue of any one overtaking the other. That's why Lasid Lavo, that's what Chazal mean over here in the beginning of the Medrash. Lasid Lavo says, it's this whole arrangement is contingent as long as it's Yom V'Layla. It says, Lasid Lavo, there's a Yom Shalom, Yom V'Layla. That means, because Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Ischalkus, and Bemele it's one. But chalapi us, as long as we're in the mode of avodah, a person has to understand that in the world of midas, I'm not talking about just midas, talos v'anach haver, I'm talking about in all of his aspects of avodah, wherever a person, the more strongly a person is swept in one direction, the more he needs to anchor himself in the other direction. The key of the world is the vav that runs through all of the itas and all the tkufas and all the gavs and nefesh and links them together, each one balancing the other one.